Prologue, The Spark, November 10, 2138. As a former AstroCorps commissioned officer with 20 years of service, Jayla Murphy's reddish hair was cut short in typical military fashion. Her PXY Corporation uniform, pinned at the collar with a first mate's cross insignia, fell short of hugging her slender frame. A 2-inch scar, which she could have removed with a common medical tool, disrupted her otherwise consistent porcelain complexion. Ironically, she hadn't received the scar while in the military, but during an overtime shift managing a cargo transfer. She kept the blemish for two reasons. First, as a reminder not to be a workaholic, and second, she didn't want to be perceived as vain. Thysia, a Uniterra freighter, had served as home for her and 9 other crew members over the last 3 months. Measuring 150 feet in diameter, the octagonal dish-shaped craft sped headlong toward Char, a brown dwarf star. The enormous burning orb loomed over Thysia, bathing it in a rain of ejected plasma. Had it not been for the ship's orientation, with its heat-resistant keel facing the star, her entire crew would have perished from blistering temperatures in a matter of seconds. ETA star relay in 3 minutes, maneuvering into deceleration position, yaw 180 degrees to port, Jayla reported.
And keep the G's low if you don't mind, Captain Hussein responded as he swiveled towards her.
The man as overweight as he was smug. The captain was not among Jayla's favorite bosses. Brushing off his passive aggressiveness, she felt the slight tug of centripetal force as Thysia rotated so that its engines faced a tangent to Char. Responding to the reorientation, her flight chair turned automatically to maintain only positive G-forces in the maneuver that was to follow. She checked Thysia's external viewer with a solar filter applied, observing the system's sun grow in perspective along with a commensurate rise in the ship's hull temperature. Likewise, the indoor cabin's air had already reached 90 degrees Fahrenheit, climbing a degree every 20 seconds. Initiating deceleration, throttling up to 60% in T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, Murphy recited, wiping sweat from her brow. The cargo ship's twin boosters fired with an initial burst, causing a jerk that pushed Jayla back in her seat. Compressing her breathing into short bursts, the G-forces curtailed down to a manageable 3.8. She maintained breathing discipline for 2 minutes while the ambient temperature continued to rise.
Matching velocity to relay in 7, 6, she huffed.
Finally, the vessel's speed leveled out. Perceived gravity reduced to zero. The ship took up a synchronous orbit in front of a large umbrella-shaped station, called a star relay by virtue of its function, to relay ships to other systems using stellar energy. The relay's parabolic inductor served both to collect energy and provide a shield. With 98% of the solar radiation blocked by the station, Thysia's environmental temperature leveled out at 102. Shutting down the reactor in 20 seconds, launch in 30. Swiveling up a board attached to her flight chair, the first mate removed a tethered pen and wrote on it, Char to Agrippa, precious metals trade, then home. A broad smile spread across her face as she dropped the pen, thinking about her husband and children. Ruminating about her coming vacation, which she desperately needed, she heard an unexpected voice in her mind. I'm sorry for what I have to do, it said. As the lighting changed to a dim blue, Jayla groped to retrieve the magboard pen and add something to the board.